This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS action line continues. A search for truth.
I know you're out there somewhere.
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. This morning we're talking all about the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. You talk about some fun times. There are a lot of fun activities with the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. And Gary Arbit's with us this morning, Marlene Sewell, Becky Johnson, and Gloria Christie also today. Going to have a full house, but we have a lot of things happening in the community that we wanted to let you know about. Gary, how's it going?
It's going good, Bart.
Now, I have down that you're going to be talking about football.
I am. It's even though it's 100 degrees outside, it's time to sign up for youth football. I know we usually think of that as a fall sport, but you have to get it all organized before the fall comes.
Absolutely. So tell us a little about the plans and what's going on in that area.
Well, we will take registration the entire month of July, starting on Monday, July 2nd, and we'll have three Saturdays that we'll set up at SportsCom, July 7th, 14th, and 21st. And on those Saturdays, there'll actually be a football representative there that can answer your questions. Otherwise, I mean, they can call our athletic line anytime, and 907-2251 is that number, and get all the information about the Youth Football League. The cost is $70. It hadn't changed. Last year, we had about 20 teams, 360 participants, so it's really getting big.
Oh, yeah. Boy, and the kids learn so much. The greatest thing is they learn teamwork.
They do. They absolutely do. They learn how to be part of a team, how to win, how to lose, all that kind of life lesson stuff.
Mm-hmm. And it's just a great opportunity. When do the games begin?
We will actually start practice in about mid-August, and then the games will start about mid-September and go to about the 1st of November.
Mm-hmm. And so they need to do this right about now, you say?
They do. The entire month of July we'll be taking sign-ups. Sign-up locations are SportsCom, the Barfield Main Office, McFadden Community Center, and Patterson Park Community Center.
By the way, as you're listening, if you think I have a question on that, remember the second half of the show is when we open up the phone lines. So if you have questions about specific issues, questions about anything at the Parks and Recreation Department, wait until the second half of the program. Well, there is some information about football signups starting in July, the whole month of July, and that's just around the corner, almost here. Something else that is almost here, Independence Day, and Marlene Sewell has her red, white, and blue on with a flag in one hand, waving it.
Yes, yes, yes.
How are you today?
I'm just great. Thanks, Bart. I appreciate it.
Tell us about what's happening in Murfreesboro for the 4th of July.
Well, once again, we will be at McKnight Park, mm-hmm. and once again, we don't have a rain location or a rain time. We'll be doing it. Hello, Gloria. We'll start at 5 o'clock, sorry, I got a little distracted there.
Gloria walks in and everybody falls apart.
Anyway, but if it's raining, though, between like 7:15 and 7:30, we'll just sort of shorten the welcome, cancel the presentation of colors, the national anthem will be sung, solo sort of thing without the orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll cancel the concert and we'll begin the fireworks about 8:30 and hope that there's a lull there where we can shoot those off. And of course you can see the fireworks from lots of places around McKnight Park. And for those people who don't know, McKnight Park is there where SportsCom is, there at DeJarnett and Memorial. But anyway, so let me start with the event schedule. Of course, from 10 a.m. to 5:45, there'll be a Rock the Pool in the outdoor pool at SportsCom, the water park there.
That's always fun.
Right. And then from 5 to 8, we'll have family games, and there'll be inflatables also. Provided by Walmart, we'll have the birthday cake,
mm-hmm.
Celebrating Murfreesboro's 100th birthday. Welcome starts about 7:50, and John Hood has once again graciously agreed to be our MC. At 8 o'clock, we'll do the presentation of colors and the national anthem. And Stephen Smith, who has sang for us several times in the past, will be our soloist. So from 8 to 9, the symphony plays, and then the fireworks will start at 9 o'clock, and the symphony will continue to play during the fireworks. So we'll be done with the fireworks a little bit right about 9:20, and it'll take about 15-20 minutes for our pyrotechnics to check the road that goes out by the football fields and out by Airport Road. And this year that will be open once we've made sure that that's safe to drive through.
Now, people always tend to bring things sometimes that they shouldn't bring. What are the things they should not bring?
No fireworks, sparklers, dogs, and barbecue pits and stuff are kind of a big no-no. And this is really all a safety issue for yourself and the rest of the people who've come to the park.
Is it okay to bring a picnic basket full of sandwiches
and
stuff?
Yes, it is. Right. So what we're going to do with the games, it's going to be the welcome to the biggest birthday party ever.
All right.
Celebrating 200 years. And we'll have, of course, the inflatables. The DAR, Colonel Hardy Murphy chapter, has agreed once again to bring the small flags and pass them out. They've been doing that for several years. Birthday cake has been donated by Walmart. We're going to have glow-in-the-dark necklaces for purchase. Apparently they're red, white, and blue. The Murfreesboro Fire and Rescue Department has their special events committee. They're going to be there with giveaways and information. Mm-hmm. And, of course, there's food for purchase, everything from pizza to kettle corn to ices.
Wow. And this is a real family event.
Right, yes. Bring your picnic table, bring your lawn chairs. And if you can't get into the park to park, we do have our rover route. Mm-hmm. We'll be there, and they'll come from McKnight Park, go left onto DeJarnett, left on Memorial, right on Iron Gate, which is between the post office and Kroger there, then right on Wendelwood, which is a road over behind the Kroger Shopping Center, right onto Haines, they'll cross the Memorial onto DeJarnett, they'll come back into the park, they'll go all the way down, around, come back through, and start all over again. So, and they will let you bring your picnic tables, picnic chairs, what am I talking about? Picnic, your picnic lunch, your chairs and stuff can all get on Rover too.
Boy, it sounds like people are moving in there.
Yeah. Well, you know, you almost do if you want to. Don't want to have to sit on the ground without a blanket or something.
Right.
So, mm-hmm. I have seen people get on with all that, but mm-hmm. the Rover drivers are wonderful and always very happy to help out. So
now,
we're delighted.
If you come early, you know, to participate in some of the family activities, can you go ahead and park there close by and get a good shop, you know,
well, if you don't get a good close parking place in McKnight Park, you can always hop on the shuttle too.
Well, that's true.
On Rover, yeah. And come back, because you know they go parking almost out to the football fields, but there's a lot of that area that is absolutely off limits on July 3rd and 4th, mm-hmm. and that's because they'll be setting up the fireworks on the old soccer fields, and so for everyone's safety, we want to keep people and cars out of that area both days.
A lot of folks get there. They must get there really early because they are near the stage. I mean, they have their picnics set up and everything. And
that's right. Yes, yeah, so you know, it's a big family vacation. They're all having a good
fantastic.
Time and all. The yeah. kids are running around and screaming and carrying on and playing
the
with
real
leather.
Thing is to come early that morning and play in the pool all day.
That's right. Yes, yeah, so and then you can you know get yourself changed and come on over, pick up a bite to eat, and don't have to worry about taking food with you.
The Borough Beach is really popular.
Yes, it is.
So just plan to come early. And that is all on the 4th of July, starting at 10 in the morning.
Right. For Rock the Pool, the Celebration on the Stars activities begin at 5.
Okay. And then the symphony at 8, the fireworks at 9, because it's going to be a beautiful evening.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
as long as Mona comes, we're good to go.
All right. Mona has the rabbit foot?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
The first year we were at McKnight, we did have that terrible storm came through and stuff.
I remember
that. Of course,
that.
Mona was not there.
Mona has
so
to be
she's
there.
Got the key for the weather.
Okay. Well, now, if that's coming up on the 4th of July, something else, July 13th through the 15th. Let's see. What? I can't. Is there something? Becky, is there something happening July 13th through that?
There's something. And it's something that happens every year. I can't imagine what it would be.
Yeah, I know what it is. It's still Movies Under the Stars. No, that's not it.
If we happen to be over around Cannonsburg, Friday through Saturday, the 13th through the 15th of July, what might we see?
Well, I guess you're talking about Uncle Dave.
Is that what? Okay.
Yeah, this is our 35th. This is my 28th.
Can you move the microphone up a little bit?
Can you hear me now?
Oh, that's much better. Okay. A lot clearer.
All righty. Yeah, this is our 35th anniversary.
Ah, fantastic.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, so
it
we are.
It doesn't seem that long.
No. Doesn't seem like 28 for me, but I know it does for Marlene. She's been helping me that long.
Seriously, you've been helping
me ever since I've been doing this, haven't you?
Just about. You know, yeah. The last couple of years, I haven't been much help, but
well,
before
I know
that
you're
was
there.
Like, yeah. Yes.
It all started, I guess, on the square in 1978.
Yes, 1978, and it's been a long, wild ride.
Yes.
It has definitely grown. This is, of course, this year, J.D. Crow will be our trailblazer, and Mike Snyder from the Grand Ole Opry. Both are stars of the Grand Ole Opry, and they will. It's the year of the banjo, since J.D. Crow will be performing bluegrass, and then Mike Snyder will be the old-time representative, and he, of course, has the performing styles of Uncle Dave Macon, so it's just a must-see weekend. You know, it is our fair. I guess we don't have a fair in Rutherford County, so I guess this is our fair.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, one of the big events always is the Motorless Parade.
Right.
Tell us about that.
Well, and that's going to be a little lively this year, too, because we are celebrating the 150th anniversary of the Nathan Bedford Forest Raid. So there'll be an encampment at Oaklands, and actually we are going to commemorate with a real raid of Nathan Bedford Forrest charging on the courthouse and all this. It's just going to be really neat. Well, they're going to do all that while the parade is setting up between 8 and 10, and then the parade will start down meandering down East Main, and then the reenactors will meet with our parade and then go all the way to Cannonsburg. So
okay,
it should be really neat.
While the parade is going on, or during the parade, mm-hmm. there actually will be a raid on the courthouse.
That's right.
Okay.
We're gonna do, yes, that's right. Yeah, just a raid on the courthouse, nothing big.
Live weapons and...
Well, not really live, but, but there will be, I think there'll be... it'll definitely be living history. So,
so obviously, then we need to be near the courthouse so we
absolutely
can see that. If you're along the parade route,
mm-hmm.
you're going to see the parade. But if you're near mm-hmm. the courthouse, you see it all.
Right. And actually, this is the first time I think. I know I was here in the '60s, but I don't think we've actually reenacted the event. I know I was a little girl in the '60s, but I remember this having a parade,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think they actually did the raid, they reenacted the actual raid. And so this is the first time that's ever occurred.
Now, will the Confederate troops be camped out at Oaklands?
They will have an encampment at Oaklands, and of course, with the Union Army, Colonel Duffield's commemorating that event, but the Nathan Bedford Forrest will actually raid the courthouse raid Oaklands, and then just as he did in 1862, July 3rd. Mm-hmm. And you know, this is the strangest thing. It was July 13th, 1862. The actual commemoration will occur at July 14th, 2012. So
whatever this year.
Yeah. So, yeah. But it's the same weekend.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's interesting.
Same day.
Yeah. So and this is all free. People
all free.
Can mm-hmm. step back in time.
Right, right. And then of course heading out to Cannonsburg and being able to connect with the festival activities. It's just we have a great festival planned. It's just going to be so much fun. Lots of highly charged competitions that are, we have the national championship in old time banjo, national championships in dance and clogging and buck dancing, and just, of course, demonstrations, living history demonstrations down in the village, arts and crafts displays and exhibitions, and it's just an enclave mm-hmm. of activity. It really is.
For people who are new to the area and have never been to Uncle Dave Macon Days, what kind of crowd do you draw, and is it from this area mostly, or where are the people from?
It's become about 50-50. I know a lot of folks start calling in January and to book their flights from all over the U.S. All over the world now, we've got lots of folks that are just really interested in this kind of music. Roots Americana music has it's really hot right now. So a lot of young musicians come and want to learn from the older traditional, those learning traditional styles. And that's kind of been the even back in the early days of Uncle Dave Macon Days, that's kind of what happens, that the young learn from the old, and this kind of is a sets the, it's like a forum for that. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like a convention for old time and bluegrass enthusiasts.
Are there any classes that are taught during the time on the clawhammer style of banjo picking?
Yes, there will be, actually this, our demonstrations this year will be mostly in dance. And we're actually going to teach folks how to clog. I know one of our volunteers is going to have the whole crowd do clogging in place. So that's going to be fun.
That'll be interesting.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
So should we bring our own square
piece
of wood? Yeah,
bring your clogging shoes.
Okay.
I don't know how that's going to be on the grass, but we'll see.
It'll be interesting to see that. And of course, this is Friday. What time does it start Friday?
Well, actually, the gates open at 12 o'clock. And 1 o'clock, sorry. And then it goes all the way into the evening and on Friday night, and then starts again at 9 a.m. on Saturday. At registration for music is at 8:30, but the actual events start at 9. And it works all the way into the wee hours of the morning. And it ends Sunday with a gospel showcase and community service fair. We really enjoy that particular event has brought a lot of community service accents, community service, like Habitat for Humanity, and these different groups can enter. They really network. It's really kind of neat to see all that happening. And at the very end of the event at 4 o'clock on Sunday is a demonstration of shape note singing, which was really a part of the culture of this area in the late 19th century, early 20th century. Shape note singing, almost every country artist had their roots in shape note singing, because singing schools that happened in the South, and even Uncle Dave was a part of that. So we want to commemorate that, and we have a lot of folks that really show that particular and highlight that particular part of our history, our musical history.
Is parking a problem?
Well, you know what, we have parking has been a problem. We've really addressed that this year. We have a satellite parking place with Rover that has really helped us. We're actually going to shuttle folks from around the square and into the city parking garage. But we have a new spot at Park Place, which is really going to be nice, because you can pick up Rover there and actually be shuttled back and forth to the festival. And that's really going to be a nice feature. There's about 150 places over there. You don't even have to do anything but get on a bus, and it takes you about 10 minutes to get, maybe less than that.
Back door of Cannonsburg.
Right back at the back
unless
door.
Unless there's a train park.
Right. Well, we're going to go around. We've decided that we're just actually going to make the maneuver around the train and not even think about that. But I think that we've got that solved, and there's going to be satellite parking, private vendors there. But I think we've actually opened up a good place, and also a convenient place.
So, So you can park at the city parking garage or at Park Place, which is the old ribbon mill.
Mm-hmm, it is.
On the
mm-hmm.
old Salem Highway.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And if you're lucky, there won't be a train parked.
Right.
And you can get to it without any problems. So, and then Rover Bus will be taking you to a shuttle, which is free also. Is that
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is all on the 13th, 14th, and 15th of July. Uncle Dave Macon Days. Lots of fun things going on in our community, and we have just barely touched the tip of the iceberg on fun things happening. We're going to check on the traffic and weather. We'll be back, and Becky Johnson has a whole list of goodies, and we'll also open up the phone lines, 893-1450. If you have any questions dealing with any of the things we've talked about, 893-1450. We'll be right back.
Her diamond deserts, and all around me, a voice was singing. This land was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land. From California to the New York Island.
When the weather's at its worst, we're at our best. Talk Radio WGNS, Murfreesboro. FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, TV 11.
Board of Murfreesboro has just been named the...
Tackle this summer's heat in style with a Ford Mustang convertible from Ford of Murfreesboro. Need something bigger? How about a Ford F-150 to haul your toys to the lake with? One with your name on it at Ford. Visit Ford of Murfreesboro today on Broad at the Northfield intersection. You can also surf their deals online at fordofmurfreesboro.com. So go ahead, take a peek at that convertible you always wanted, and give that F-150 a test drive today.
Hello, this is Lisa Halliburton from Bell Jewelers. At Bell Jewelers, we buy directly from our diamond source in Israel. Our long-standing relationship with our diamond cutter means we get to select from the best offerings first and pass the savings on to our customers. There's nothing like the sparkle of a Bell Jewelers diamond. Stop in soon and see for yourself.
Visit Bell Jewelers on Broad, across from Toots.
Quality automotive repair service and repair at honest, fair prices. Roberts Discount Auto Repair on Broad Street, across from Ford of Murfreesboro. Call 896-1407. We care, and we're here to help.
Looks like the traffic situation in Murfreesboro is not really a problem at this 8:30 hour. No real problems at this point. What about the Murfreesboro weather? Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
We'll have plenty of sunshine across the forecast area. Highs will warm into the upper 80s. We'll have a north-northeast wind between 5 and 15, gusting in the 20s. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Right now, it's 70.
This is Freedom Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro, and we have hot, delicious Otis Spunkmeyer cookies every day. Come and see us, First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC, and home of Otis Spunkmeyer hot, delicious cookies.
The latest local news, weather, swap and shop, good neighbor events, and more is at your fingertips. WGNSradio.com. WGNS Murfreesboro.
Welcome back.
Life is a moment in space when the dream is gone. It's a lonelier place.
If you have any questions dealing with activities at the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department, our number is 893-1450, 893-1450. Becky Johnson's here, and tell us some of the other fun activities that are being planned for the Parks and Recreation Department.
We have so many, I wasn't sure where to start until Marlene pointed something out in my book. We have Splash Out, and that is this Thursday, June 28th. And what Splash Out is, the Murfreesboro Fire and Rescue Department comes out, and they bring their fire hoses, and they spray water, and the kids run around in the spray. So kids are encouraged to come and wear clothes that they can definitely get wet in.
Can adults come too?
it's definitely strongly encouraged.
Yes.
I mean, when it's 99 degrees.
Yeah. And they should plan to get wet, too.
You're kidding.
No, of course not. Hello.
I mean, anytime you stand in front of a fire hose that's on, you might get wet.
Yes, that's right. That's true. And if you're lucky, they'll just sort of, you know, move the hose so that it gets you anyway.
Yeah. And that's always fun to do. I mean, you've seen the kids do it, so why not yourself? And what time is that again and where?
That is from 1:30 to 3 o'clock. And this Thursday, it's at Barfield Crescent Park at the Pavilions 5, 6, and 7. So mm-hmm. This Thursday is Barfield. If they can't make it this Thursday, or if they have such a great time on Thursday, we'll do it again Thursday, July 19th at Old Fort Park as well.
Okay.
So they've got two chances to do Splash Out yet this summer.
And that's it? Just those two chances? If you blow it, you're up the creek?
Well, if people, we had it at Siegel June 14th.
Oh, okay.
So we have three each summer, so I'm sure people came to Siegel and they'll be back at Barfield.
Yep, absolutely.
Old Fort Park. But it's a great time. Everybody has a good time. I've never seen anybody leave a Splash Out.
No.
Well, I've never seen anybody leave Splash Out dry, first of all, or unhappy.
It's always fun.
Yes. And also on Thursday, June 28th, we have Country Music Night.
Mm-hmm.
Over at Cannonsburg Village on the front lawn, and you're encouraged to bring your lawn chair, blanket, and it's just country music night for the whole family. They will sell drinks and snacks in the gift shop, but you can bring your own stuff if you'd like. And that is from 6 to 8 p.m., and it is free for everybody.
All right. And so many of these, the Splash Out's free, I believe, isn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Yes. Yep, Splash Out's free as well.
So the price is right.
Definitely.
Now, what about Movies Under the Stars?
Yes, we are having a wonderful time this summer with great crowds and some good choices of movies.
Great.
So Monday nights we're at the Cason Lane Trailhead. Tuesday night we're out in front of Cannonsburg Village. Mm-hmm. You can almost see the screen in the movie from Broad Street, but come on over. It's safer that way. Thursday night is the Richard Siegel Neighborhood Park section. So it's not the first entrance on Cherry Lane off of Memorial. It's the second one down farther. Friday nights is Mitchell Nielsen Primary. And Saturday night is Hopgood Elementary School.
Ah.
The movie starts at 8:30 because, you know, we need to have it be dark. And we have snow cones and popcorn and water and soda for sale.
Mm-hmm.
Or bring your own. But bring your lawn chairs and your blanket and prepare to have a good time.
And this is also free.
That's correct. And we do have a list of movies. You can call our number at 893-2141. Thank you. Oh, good grief. Or the main office number at 890-5333, and they can tell you what the movie is. Or you can email us at recreation@murfreesborotn.gov. And Becky will send you a list of the movies because, you know, we can't publicize what they are on the radio or the TV or the newspaper or on our website or the Rec Connection.
So just call the number?
Call, right.
And Becky, maybe we should ask you again, what was the number?
It is 893-2141.
Marlene will never live this without.
But if you email recreation@murfreesborotn.gov, we mm-hmm. will email you the list, which has the locations, the movies. That way it's easy. It's written down for you.
Now, you've been doing Movies Under the Stars since 1947. So that gives you plenty of opportunity to have several generations who have
gone. It is amazing to me how many people come up and say, I came here when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Or we went over to so-and-so and, you know, watched it as a kid. You know, and then they all want the suicide snow cones.
They did that as a kid, too. Huh?
Yes, right, yes. And so it's
a little bit of everything.
Three flavors mixed together. They have a great time.
So whatever you do, don't miss Movies Under the Stars.
That is correct.
And it will not start until it gets dark.
Correct. But if you want a good spot, you might want to come about somewhere between 7:30 and 8 just to make sure you get mm-hmm. the perfect spot for your family.
And once again, where are the locations and what are the dates for those?
Well, we've been running this is our fourth week. We'll mm-hmm. go through, I think it's like July 28th, maybe it's a Saturday, Monday night, Cason Lane Trailhead. Tuesday night's Cannonsburg Village, right in front of the Welcome Center there. Thursday night is the Siegel Neighborhood Park section of Siegel Park. Friday nights is Mitchell Nielsen Primary, and Saturdays is Hopgood Elementary School.
Okay. So let's remember those, and that is another free service of your Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. Becky, anything you want to share with us about the greenways?
Well, this Saturday, June 30th, we have Boat Day with the Stones River Watershed Association.
Neat.
And that's a really neat and unique opportunity because people can come out to Manson Pike Trailhead between 9 and noon and try out all kinds of different boats, whether it be kayaks, single-person kayaks, two-person kayaks, canoes. They bring all kinds of watercraft out, and people can kind of experiment and see what they want. I went last year with my then 5-year-old and tried out the two-man kayak, and I've been harassing my husband for a year saying, we got to get one of those.
Have you gotten one yet?
Not yet. He's a whitewater kayaker, so he's
serious
that's
stuff.
A flat water boat. And I'm like, but Lexi can paddle it. So,
but is there any whitewater along the Stones River where...
Lanny likes to say we have one class one rapid.
Okay.
So there's a little bit of whitewater.
Tiny. Where is that?
I'm not sure.
Exactly. Is it up near the Cason Lane, that area? Or I've seen some ripples on that section, and then there may be a few ripples over around the Thompson Lane trailhead.
It may be. I'm not too sure. I know when my husband gets in his kayak, he goes, there's rapids along Manson Pike, or the dam. He doesn't go over the dam. He goes around the dam,
okay.
And there's a little bit of whitewater there. But I'm not sure where the Class 1 rapids are that Lanny's referring to. You'll have to come out and check it out and
check
boat down
out.
The All Stones.
If you did the route where the Rubber Ducks went on last Saturday, that would be a thrill coming down that little flume, I guess you'd say, whatever.
Definitely create your own.
And it was white water, too. And so just also, Gloria, now you probably have done something like
that. Yes, I was thinking out in front of my grandmother's house at Nice's Miles Ford.
Uh-huh.
Could be at some times during the year. It could really, I don't know if you know where that is, but that's out in Sulphur Springs near Nice's Mill.
Mm-hmm. That's a good ride.
Yeah, that's a good one. Right in front of my grandmother's house, we used to go, you know.
They couldn't see your hand movement, so I had to make a
sound. Yeah, right. We go like that. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
If you put in the water right there at Thompson Lane and head on over to Nice's Mill.
Yeah, Dad and...
That's what, 4 hours, or 5 hours.
Dad and Bill used to float that a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And this is the time of the year where it's probably more gentle. The water's down.
Mm-hmm.
But you still have a ball,
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And you never know what you're going to see meandering around the banks and everything. And that's one of the beauties of not just floating, but walking along the greenway. You see all sorts of natural animals and flowers, birds, what have you.
Well, June, because it's the city's bicentennial, June is Rivers, Roads, Rails, and Trails. And I think I got that name right.
Sounded good to me.
So Boat Day is one of the last bicentennial events for the month of June to really, and you can... You're on the river, the greenway, so you've got the river and the trail right there for you.
So take, be a part of that and just all sorts of fun activities. So that's coming up. What else do you have on your list there, Becky?
Well, talking about bicentennial, July will be our music.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a couple things here. We have an exhibit expansion of The Time That Changed Everything. It's Murfreesboro's Civil War era, and that is to discover stories of the historic courthouse and the 1862 Battle of Murfreesboro. And that it actually will run, it starts in July, but it will continue through April 2015. So it's going to be an exhibit that will be available for a while, and that's at the Heritage Center. And that's open every day, 10 to 3. Well, it says 10 to 3 a.m. I think they mean 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
That's right.
Monday through Friday.
Long night.
We, of course, have our celebration under the stars, where we'll continue our bicentennial celebration July 4th. There's also Operation Patriotism with an American flag history presentation. And that is in conjunction with the retirees for the 118th Airlift Wing, Tennessee National Guard. They don't have a date just yet listed on it, but there is a contact number if anybody's interested in American flag history presentation, and the phone number for that is 615-347-1672.
Okay. So circle these on your calendar. And matter of fact, you can get these in the Rec Connection, can't you?
Well, all these bicentennial events aren't on the Rec Connection because not always parks and rec. That's the great thing about the bicentennial is all these other organizations can do celebrations. But I believe it is on the city's website. They've updated these as well. And Uncle Dave Macon Days fits in with our music month as well.
Very definitely. And that's one of the things, Gloria, I know you've had a dream of bringing more of the history of our community, the musical history, this is proof that it attracts people because you're getting people who plan. I mean, it's not just accidentally happening to be in the area. They plan to come here from Europe and Canada and all over the United States.
That's absolutely right. It is a destination now event for many people to come and enjoy the traditional music of this area. They want to see the real deal, and this is the real deal. This is authentic roots music.
Now, it looks like that would make it easier to sell the idea. We need a facility, a place, a building in which to put this.
Actually, I think sometimes it's really because the music mirrors the history of the area, like she was talking about the Civil War. Uncle Dave's music was a product of that era, and even predating that, when you with Pioneer, the pioneers that came over here with all kinds of traditional music that they brought from Europe and the Scotch-Irish influences. Those things are really a part of the timeline which evolved into modern American music. And it's one thing that is a gift that America has given to the world that it really sets us apart. And that's been kind of our dream, is to tell that story and share that story. And we feel like it's not only worth telling, but we feel like it could be a real tourism draw. We see it every year, and back in the spring we had a group come from England that just wanted to see authentic roots, the experience, and it's not just the music, it's just being around the people and the tradition, and you can't replicate that anywhere. It's a part of our DNA here in the Middle Tennessee.
And so people would be able to come here if your dream comes true, and have a place where they could walk through the history of Uncle Dave type music.
Right, which experience it and actually even maybe learn from it and perform it. And we were talking about, heard that they've got an exhibit about the Civil War. Part of that music is can be interpreted through our local history, that because so much of the music of that era, I just found a couple of photos in our collection at Shacklett's. I found it was a couple of guys sitting on a front porch, and it said something fiddle band. Well, that was just over and over again. A couple of fiddles and maybe a banjo. Sometimes just a fiddle was a couple of fiddles was considered a band. And they wrote so many wonderful songs that came through our which is now what we call American popular music.
Well, as a part of the outcome of Uncle Dave Macon Days, don't you offer some scholarships for young musicians to learn this?
And that we want to expand as well. Right now we have the Macon Doubler Fellowship, which you'll be able to see two of the recipients of that at the festival this year. They perform what they've learned. They mentor with seasoned musicians, and they get to learn the craft, and then they perform. We'll have a couple of them performing on Friday evening around the Trailblazer time. So
these are things you need to be a part of, and especially for those of you who are new to the community. If you're not new to the community, you'll be there anyway because you know how much fun it is. But if you have not been here before, definitely circle those dates on your calendar, July 13th through the 15th, which is a Friday through Sunday, over at Cannonsburg. And Cannonsburg is in its full glory, just all sorts of opportunities to see crafts, Listen to music. That's fun. One of the fun things, I think, all the musicians under each tree, there's a different band.
That's right.
And you can walk in, and one song fades into the next.
Right.
That's an experience in itself. We're talking about fun activities here in the heart of Tennessee. We will continue the conversation in just a moment. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thought you knew how to stretch a buck, you got to hear this guy, Clark Howard.
Join me Monday through Saturday middays on WGNS, Rutherford County's place to talk.
Now friends, if you haven't been to Bell Furniture, you've been spending too much on your furniture and not getting the quality. Bell Furniture has the Serta leather sectional, regular $10.99. They have it for $7.49. They have some beautiful chaise lounges, too. And Perry Bell wanted me to tell you that everything at Bell Furniture is made in America. Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
Heritage South Community Credit Union now has a new home, 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire.
This is Darlene Robinson, branch manager. I invite you to visit us soon and find out what your community's credit union is all about. We offer free debit cards and great checking, plus exceptional rates on loans and savings. You can join if you live, work, worship, or attend school in Rutherford, Bedford, or Marshall County.
Heritage South Community Credit Union, new offices at 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire. Federally insured by the NCUA.
We'll have plenty of sunshine across the forecast area. Highs will warm into the upper 80s. We'll have a north-northeast wind between 5 and 15, gusting in the 20s. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Right now, it's 70.
Are you looking for one product to control all of your insects in and around your home, lawn, and garden? Well, Bonide has the answer. Bonide's 8 Insect Control controls most of your home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, vegetables, and fruit. Use 8 to eliminate ticks, fleas, ants, and other home-invading pests. It can even be used indoors on houseplants. 8 kills on contact and repels insects for up to 30 days. 8 is available in dust, concentrate, and in a convenient ready-to-use, ready-to-spray formula with a built-in applicator. You can get 8 from Bonide right now at the Co-op Farm and Home Center on Middle Tennessee Boulevard just off South Church. Yep, they've got it at the Co-op. They also have it at Martin's Home and Garden. Martin's Home and Garden, there on Broad, right across from Demas Restaurant. Talk with the police chief, the mayor, and other local leaders about issues that concern you. Weekday mornings at 10 after 8 on the Action Line.
WGNS, Murfreesboro.
And I am all alone. There is no one here beside me. And my problems have all gone. There is no one to deride me. But you got to have friends. The feelings are so strong. You got to have friends to make that day last long. I had some friends, but they're gone. Something came and took them away, and from the dusk till the dawn, here is where I'll stay. Standing at the end of the road, boys, waiting for my new friends to come. I don't care if I'm hungry or cold. I'm gonna get me some of them, 'cause you got to have friends.
You know, I was thinking, as I heard that song, it sort of feels like you're standing there at the entrance to Uncle Dave making these, waiting for these new friends, and they just suddenly arrive. I mean, that's a fun event, and it's a real family event
for
the
is.
Community. And in fact, everything that the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department does is a family event. Just fun activities for everybody. What else will the summer bring, Becky?
Well, one thing, Gary had talked about youth football signups a little bit earlier in July.
Mm-hmm.
There's one very important element to me about football, and that is cheerleaders to cheer on the football teams.
Because you have a daughter.
Mm-hmm. And they've participated in this program as well. So July is also signups for the cheerleaders who will want to cheer for the youth football program. I just wanted to note that as well.
Absolutely. And I can remember back when my daughter was in that cheerleading camp. And it was funny to go watch because they had, at that time, two bleachers. One, the parents of the football players were on. The other one, the cheerleader bleacher. And the two never really seemed to work. I mean, the cheerleaders and the football players never seemed to be on the same page. The cheerleaders were just cheering, not paying any attention to what was going on the field and the players around. That was funny to watch that.
It's the age, too. They're so young, and in the past, when I've taught the cheerleading program, I've always tried to give them a lesson about offense is when we have the ball and we're trying to score, and defense is when we're trying not. So you've got to, because they'll do offense cheers when it's defense, so you've got to kind of educate them a little bit about football, but they face the fans, so you always need an adult in the crowd going, it's defense! Telling them to
change
it up.
They're not doing that right now.
So it's fun. It's a lot of fun, though.
But it is. It is one of those fun activities. Now, how do you sign up in July also for that?
Yes. Yep. Okay. Cheerleading sign-ups are at the same time as football, so you can register as well at SportsCom, the Barfield main office, McFadden Community Center, and you said Patterson as well?
Correct, Patterson.
Okay. So you can register at all those sites for football and cheerleading, which is good because undoubtedly there's always football players that have a sister.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Who need to be part of the if you're going, you might as well have make
the
it a
whole
family
affair. Yes. Bring everybody. Now, Marlene, have we left anything that you have out?
Well, we really haven't gone into any of the classes, and of course I didn't bring any of that information. But I do want to mention on July 4th that the Rutherford County Chamber of Commerce is also a sponsor for our event.
Very so. Definitely. Yeah, they do so much good for the community.
That's true, and they also help participate with July 4th.
Mm-hmm. So that's the next one, July the 4th. So
right.
let's be over at SportsCom and McKnight Park.
Right.
Whatever you'd like to call it.
Yes.
The place behind
great.
The fire department.
Yes. That works.
Across from State
yes.
Farm. And then, of course, Uncle Dave Macon Days on July the 13th, 14th, and 15th at Cannonsburg. And, Gloria, you're going to be back with some Uncle Dave friends as we get a little closer.
I am. We're going to pick and grin right here.
Right here on the radio.
That's
just
right.
Just like the old days.
Absolutely.
But I can't wait for all of these things. That's one of the fun things about summertime here in Murfreesboro.
Mm-hmm.
So much activities going on, so many things, and so many opportunities for every age to have fun. And if you ever don't have something to do, you just haven't been looking around very hard.
That's right. And a lot of folks, I think, that can experience a lot of good family fun right here in Murfreesboro. Right. Don't even have to go anywhere.
That's right, yes. And if you have any questions, Sue, you didn't mention, the city has a Facebook page, and Becky also keeps us updated on the Recreation Department programs on it.
Okay. What is the phone number at the Parks and Recreation Department again?
It is 615-890-5333.
Okay. And visiting with us this morning from the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department, Gary Arbett, updating us on football signups and cheerleader signups, as well as Marlene Sewell, Gloria Christie, and Becky Johnson. Thank all of you for being with us today. Have a super day.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you.
This world, if you bring the papers down.